Imagine that you are a general of the Canadian Army fighting a war, and the outcome of this war will determine the fate of the entire nation. So as you're sitting in the trenches, you hear bombs blasting above your head, you see bullets flying by, and your army is being slowly overwhelmed. So you call for backup to the commander, and moments later you see a box being dropped off yards away, and so you run towards it, hoping it'd be a secret weapon. But as you open the box and peer inside, you see a baby crying. And there's a note on the baby, and you pick up the note, and it says, "Here's your weapon, a baby born of a virgin. He won't be ready for another 30 years, and even after that, he'll die after 3 years." Maybe this example will give us a feeling of what it means to be like in the shoes of King Ahaz, who was in the midst of a war that would determine the fate of the nation of Judah. Yet God's solution to his problem was to give him a sign of a virgin bearing a son. Yet God's ways are not our ways. And our readings today present us with two ways in which we can respond to God, in which we can respond to the mystery of his plan for our life. That is, we can respond by alliance or obedience. The alliance with sin or the obedience of faith. The alliance with sin. Whenever I hear the first reading in the liturgy, it always confused me before because it seemed like King Ahaz was a very devout man who was just trying to be devout, not asking God for signs. But we hear later in the reading that God reprimands him. But if we actually read this passage in its context, we actually hear a couple verses before that King Ahaz is engaged in a war. Two nations are about to attack him from the north, and he's afraid. But the prophet Isaiah is speaking to him, and God is speaking to him through the prophet, saying, "Don't worry about it. Trust in me, and I'll take care of you. And to show my faithfulness, you can ask for any sign, be it as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven." But King Ahaz didn't even want to ask for a sign. He refused to believe. And what's worse is that instead of trusting in God, he made an alliance with the enemy of Judah, which is Assyria. So many moments in our life, we'll be encountering seemingly insurmountable temptations in our life. But like King Ahaz, we may be tempted to make a subtle shift in our heart where we don't trust the Lord, and we make an alliance with sin rather than God. Like King Ahaz, we can be tempted to doubt, to not believe that God has a plan for us, that he desires our good, and that he has the power to carry out that plan if we allow him. But instead of listening to the prophet of conscience in our hearts, we can choose to sin. We make an alliance with sin, and we trust in the false promises of the enemy. But this is not something new that we've never experienced before. This is actually there at the moment of the first sin of Adam. Listen to what the Catechism writes. "Man tempted by the devil, let his trust in his Creator die in his heart. And abusing his freedom, disobeyed God's command. All subsequent sin would be disobedience toward God and a lack of trust in his goodness." And so at the heart and root of sin is a distrust in God's goodness. And we face this choice at every moment in our life when we choose to listen to him or make an alliance with sin. Yet Mary presents another way of responding to God. She presents the way of the obedience of faith. When we hear the story today, we don't get the full significance of it sometimes, or I don't sometimes, because maybe we see faith as more of an intellectual exercise, a response with the head, an acknowledgement. But in the Creed, we don't say, "I acknowledge God, the Father Almighty. I acknowledge Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord." We say, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty. I believe in Jesus Christ." What Mary reveals is that the obedience of faith is a response with the head and the heart. She acknowledged God's will, but she also submitted to it as well. Imagine her having to explain to Joseph that she was pregnant. How would she explain this to him? Imagine the conversation. It would go like, "Hey, Joseph, it's good to see you. I just watered the donkey. I cleaned up the Passover lamb. And by the way, I'm pregnant by the Holy Spirit." Yet, despite the dire circumstances and the uncertainty of what would happen, she trusted in God. She gave the obedience of faith, which was a response in love. And so, Lord, today we pray that as we receive you today, we submit our heads and our hearts to you. We ask you to break our alliance with sin by the blood of your cross. And we ask you to overflow in our hearts an abundance of faith so that we can respond with the obedience of faith. Even though we do not know completely what your plan is for us at times, we trust and we know, as St. Paul says, that in everything, God works for the good for those who love him. As we prepare to celebrate your first coming, may we be ready for your second coming. As you have said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?"